Good morning, Colorado. You're listening to the Daily Sunup. The Daily Sunup podcast is a conversation with the Colorado Sun. See our trust indicators at coloradosun.com/ethics. It's Monday, May 20th. Today, Sun Outdoors reporter Jason Blevins talks about how some successful Colorado outdoor companies adjust after being bought up and relocated, and what communities are doing to adapt. Before we continue, the Colorado Sun is partnering with multiple news outlets across the state to understand what is driving Coloradans this election year. What issues do you care about most as we head into the 2024 election? Let us know by filling out our survey at coloradosun.com/votervoices. Now, let's go back in time with some Colorado history. On this day in 1996, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 6-3 in Romer v. Evans, striking down a Colorado amendment that prevented local governments from protecting gay, lesbian, or bisexual individuals. Originating from a conservative wave in 1992, Colorado voters had passed Amendment 2, which also halted existing protections in Denver, Boulder, and Aspen. Critics argued it promoted inequality under a guise of fairness, contrasting it with accepted protections for ethnic minorities. Defended in court by Republican State Attorney General Gail Norton, the amendment was found unconstitutional for denying a minority group protections others enjoyed. Justice Anthony Kennedy emphasized that the state could not treat homosexuals as legal strangers. This ruling marked some progress in Colorado's attitudes towards sexual orientation. Just 22 years later, Jared Polis was elected as the first openly gay governor of the Centennial State. Before we continue, join the Colorado Sun on June 25th as equity reporter Tatiana Flowers speaks with a panel about how they see mental illness falling through the cracks, what some solutions are or ways to address the issues, and more. The event is free and virtual. RSVP today at coloradosun.com/events. Now our feature story.
Hey, welcome to the Sun Up, everyone, and thanks for listening. I'm David Krause, one of the editors here at the Colorado Sun, and it is a Monday outdoor session with my good friend and our Sun Outdoors reporter, Jason Blevins. What is going on today, Jason Blevins?
I'm out here in the field doing some work.
Doing good, buddy, doing good. Hey, let's just jump right into it. You've got a really interesting feature, mentioned it in The Outsider this week, kind of previewed it, last week, but really interesting about what happens when some of these Colorado outdoors companies become successful and what that success can mean when corporate companies buy them up. Jason, kind of talk about, you know, as the industry here in the state matures and draws investments from Outsider, you know, what happens in some of these reshufflings and what takes some of these really cool Colorado companies out of Colorado?
Yeah, so, you know, in the past kind of month, we've heard that Backcountry Access, a company that started 30 years ago this month in a Boulder garage by a couple of innovative backcountry skiers, Bruno McGowan and Bruce Edgerly. They created this thing called the Alpine Trekker. It enabled us to start skinning without telemark gear. We could use our alpine gear and start really opened up the backcountry to a whole new realm of skiers. We didn't have to just be on telemark equipment. And then they moved into, you know, the world's first digital multiple antenna beacon, the, you know, tracker. And then they started with the Float airbag line about 15 years ago. So, you know, really a influential pioneering Colorado company, you know, built by a couple Colorado outdoors pioneers. And they, you know, through a couple handoffs, ended up with K2 Sports, acquired them in 2013. That went through a, you know, a couple different brands, holding companies, and now they're owned by private equity. And K2, as it kind of shuffles now, is corralling all its operations in Washington State, and BCA is leaving Boulder. Something that they've kind of been expecting, and not alone on that front. Quiet Cat, the electric company in Eagle, this month pulled up stakes and moved out to California. They were acquired by a very large outdoor company, Vista Outdoors, in 2021, and as well as Niner Bikes in Fort Collins is also moving to Ohio. So, you see these kind of shuffling and adjustments as private equity and you know, large corporations get in. We saw, for example, VF Corp, when it relocated Denver as part of a consolidating strategy, they moved some of their very iconic brands into Denver, basing them there. The North Face, Smart Wool moved out of Steamboat. So, you know, we see these and they're hard to predict, but it's just, again, you know, a kind of a trend that we see. You know, we're lots of championing and cheering when these, small startups get acquired by large corporations. You know, that's a sign of a maturing industry. It's a sign that Colorado's outdoor industry is growing up. It's drawing the eye of major investors. But you know, there also can be down the road these sort of more, you know, negative impacts of corporate ownership and consolidation and private equity, which, you know, is the result of kind of losing some of these influential companies.
Jason, are there Colorado companies who have stayed put after getting bought up, and how were they able to do that?
I like to look at Big Agnes out of Steamboat. They haven't been bought up, but that they started in Strafe out of Aspen. You know, these really place related kind of companies that are essentially, you know, saying that this brand cannot exist without, you know, the design, the development, the product testing in this area. It is a product of the area. And I like to look at Bill Gamber and Big Agnes and, you know, how that is, you know, so influenced by the Zirkel Wilderness and backpacking out and, you know, in Northwest Colorado and all the, you know, different remote ranges out there and that light, you know, kind of, you know, backcountry sleeping bags and pads and tents and, you know, very burly. And then, you know, that's an example of a brand that, you know, never say never, but I would be quite shocked if Big Agnes ever left Steamboat because it is so ingrained in the culture of that community. And you see this, you know, really across, you know, every town kind of has one of these, you know, one or a handful of these brands. And there's a lot in Colorado that are closely tied to their communities and part of their place. So you see that. And, you know, you never say never, and you never know what's going to happen with private equity. And you would never, you know, expect an owner not to sell when a private equity truck comes up with a trailer full of money, you know. So it's hard to say that it would never happen, but it does happen, you know. And you know, the Quiet Cat was born in Eagle, Colorado in 2012 by a couple brothers who really, you know, that Eagle was part of the connection. The bikes were assembled and tested and, you know, developed and product testing and new designs were, you know, came out of some of the trails around Eagle and really kind of serving the initially the hunting community on the Western Slope. So you see it, the Western Slope is, you know, quite a fertile ground for a lot of these companies and definitely these ideas. And, you know, we see these rural startups really thriving out here. And that's something that, you know, we'll see that growth and that strength draws the eye of obviously big dollars. So, you know, when those big dollars get in the mix, you never can really tell where it might end up in, you know, the next decade or two, right?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the crew over at Strafe and Aspen, and just, I don't know why I hadn't thought of this either. You know, Klaus, right? Klaus Obermeyer kept that company in Aspen. He's there, 60, 70 years now, and he's 103, be 104 this year, and you don't see him moving, but it is interesting how they are able to stay. And you mentioned this in our previous conversation, Jason, and you kind of brought it up, but that whole idea of based in place, right?
Right.
You know, staying in the community you start of. You see anybody, you know, it's hard to predict who might be next, but Jason, let's talk about, you know, how are these small communities working to try to keep companies local, that mantra based in place, especially given what we've talked about a lot of times, and you and I live through daily, the housing costs and issues and the cost of just living in a mountain town.
Exactly. And, you know, there's sacrifices for these small, you know, the supply chain issues, getting product to market. And if you have manufacturing in overseas, you know, that requires driving from wherever, Western Slope to Denver to catch a flight. You know, like there's a lot of sacrifices that are done. But at the same time, these local communities, you know, they recognize the critical importance that these small businesses and outdoor recreation-based, you know, economies play in their overarching health of their communities. Bottom lines will almost always improve with consolidated operations in an urban center. Like that is sort of a fundamental basis of most businesses. So there are sacrifices that must be done. And that is, you know, why these communities work so hard. You see it in Gunnison County and Crested Butte a lot. You see it in the Vail Valley. You see it in Roaring Fork Valley. Just about every river valley works hard to really create that connection. And like you said, it is an increasing challenge with workforce training costs and, geez, the cost of housing and attracting, you know, talented workers to some of these rural towns where the cost of housing is so expensive. The challenge just keeps growing, but there is a really healthy landscape out there. I talked to Corey Finney. He's the sort of founder, along with his brother Jamie, of the Greater Colorado Venture Fund. They've raised almost $45 million for 37 rural startups. Good chunk of those are outdoor based on the Western Slope. All of them are rural and not on the Front Range. So, you know, that they're, while there's the challenges with rural startups, the outdoor industry has faced, you know, some pretty rough seas coming out of the pandemic. Really good times coming out of the pandemic, obviously, when everybody wanted to go outdoors. Things are kind of, you know, settling down, and that's causing some rippling effects, and people are tightening budgets and sort of, you know, shuffling corporate strategies, moving things, consolidating operations. And, you know, you're seeing kind of outdoor businesses caught up in this. But the brothers over there at the Greater Colorado Venture Fund say, you know, it's never been healthier. They're at 37 investments so far, and they expect another 15 to 20 in the next, you know, couple few years. And so the opportunity is strong, and it's natural for these companies to go through these kind of, you know, different life cycles as they mature and are bought up. They want to make sure, and I think we want to make sure in this story too, that, you know, it's very clear this isn't a reflection of the health of rural startups in Colorado as much as the natural progression and maturing of an industry in Colorado. And I think it's important to note that when these companies sometimes consolidate, they take, you know, they'll move, say, everything to Denver, like BF Corp did with Steamboat, or Quiet Cat is doing with what they're doing, moving the out to California, or when, you know, BCA moves to Washington. That many times you see the founders and some of the instrumental people in those companies remain in that place. They choose to stay with the place more than the company. And what do they do when they remain in that place? They come up with new, innovative, awesome ideas using these skills they honed at those companies. So we start to see, you know, just people back in the field doing, you know, some testing and creating new products and coming up with new ideas. You know, we've seen it, especially in Steamboat, as Smart Wool pulled out, went to Denver, left a lot of people in Steamboat that chose to obviously remain in that awesome community. And you're starting to see more and more almost every year new ideas are popping up. So it's not always, you know, dire bad news. You know, we celebrate when these communities grow, or when these companies grow in these small communities, and we, you know, we lament when they leave. They leave an oversized impact when they grow, and that impact is just as big when they depart. But at the same time, they leave a lot of really smart, incredible people in their wake in these communities, often, who are willing to put their nose back to the grindstone and come up with all sorts of cool ideas. You know, Town Hall out of Steamboat, this rad gear company for kids. There's a lot of innovation remains in the communities, and it's not just a vacuum. And I think that's an important part to remember, that as these companies leave, a lot of people choose to stay, and those people that stay are, you know, back at it, starting over, doing their, you know, awesome work in these rural communities.
Yeah, that's really interesting. It's that you know, that mantra based in place, it does have a big impact on a lot of people who start companies there and want to stay. So that's really awesome. Jason Blevins, always appreciate the time, buddy, and the insight on these stories. If you want to read more about the Colorado Outdoors, go check us out at coloradosun.com. And you can always sign up for Jason's weekly Outsider newsletter. This is where he previewed the story last week. You can check that out at coloradosun.com/outsider. And hey, when you have a minute, give The Sun Up a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. We always appreciate the love and support. Jason Blevins, make it a great week, buddy. Thank you, DK.
Finally, here are a few stories that you should know about today. Colorado voters will decide in November whether to protect abortion access in the state constitution. Elections officials Friday verified signatures collected from a ballot measure by abortion rights groups. The initiative would also lift the state's constitutional ban on state money being used to pay for abortions. Democrats in the legislature passed a bill in 2022 guaranteeing abortion access in state law. Initiative 89 would go a step further by putting the nearly unfettered right to get an abortion in Colorado in the state's constitution. The measure will require the support of 55% of voters to pass. Colorado Public Radio has resolved a dispute with fired host Vic Vela, who alleged the station discriminated against him. Vela rose to prominence through his podcast about addiction, recovery, and mental health, but was fired in January. He alleged he was terminated because he asked for accommodations to help maintain his sobriety. CPR denied Vela's claims and said he was fired for repeated hostile behavior. Details of the settlement were not released, but Vela said he will still produce his Back From Broken podcast. A group of migrant workers who were left without jobs when a mushroom farm in southern Colorado closed are creating their own farm through a co-op. When the farm closed in December 2022, many employees were owed back wages, but feared retribution or deportation if they challenged the former owner. Now some of those workers are taking charge of their futures with the help of a powerful coalition of nonprofit and government supporters and have created the Sand Dunes Mushroom Co-op. In this week's Colorado Sunday feature, reporter Tracy Ross checks in on their progress. For more information on all of these stories, visit our website, coloradosun.com. And don't forget to tune in again next time. Now, a quick message from our team.
I'm Lauren Wynott, Director of Membership at the Colorado Sun. I came to work at the Sun because quality, trustworthy journalism is important. As a reader and listener, I find the Sun to be a breath of fresh air. The journalists tell Colorado stories that keep me informed, entertained, and engaged. If you also trust the Sun for your news, join me as a member at coloradosun.com/join. Your support helps to bring you and other Coloradans the news you deserve. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you.